Guy, do you want to help me?
My dear, how?
I don't know.
He waited.
I think I want you to help me find out what has made the darkness of the women. Gray darkness and shadowy trees. We're all in it. 10 million women. Young married women with good prosperous husbands, and business women in linen collars, and grandmothers that gad out to teas, and wives of underpaid miners, and farm wives who really like to make butter and go to church. What is it we want and need? Will Kennicott there would say that we need lots of children and hard work. But it isn't that. There's the same discontent in women with 8 children and 1 more coming. Always 1 more coming. And you find it in stenographers and wives who scrub, just as much as in girl college graduates who wonder how they can escape their kind parents. What do we want?
Essentially, I think you are like myself, Carol.
You want to go back to an age of tranquility and charming manners.
You want to enthrone good taste again.
Just good taste? Fastidious people?
Oh, no. I believe all of us want the same things. We're all together. The industrial workers and the women and the farmers and the Negro race and the Asiatic colonies and even a few of the respectables. It's all the same revolt, in all the classes that have waited and taken advice. I think perhaps we want a more conscious life.
We're tired of drudging and sleeping and dying. We're tired of seeing just a few people able to be individualists. We're tired of always deferring hope till the next generation. We're tired of hearing the politicians and priests and cautious reformers and the husbands coax us. Be calm. Be patient. Wait. We have the plans for a utopia already made. Just give us a bit more time and we'll produce it. Trust us. We're wiser than you. For 10,000 years they've said that. We want our utopia now. And we're going to try our hands at it. All we want is everything for all of us. For every housewife and every longshoreman and every Hindu nationalist and every teacher. We want everything. We shan't get it, so we shan't ever be content. She wondered why he was wincing. He broke in.
See here, my dear. I certainly hope you don't class yourself with a lot of troublemaking labor leaders. Democracy is all right theoretically, and I'll admit there are industrial injustices. But I'd rather have them than see the world reduced to a dead level of mediocrity. I refuse to believe that you have anything in common with a lot of laboring men rowing for bigger wages so that they can buy wretched flivvers and hideous player pianos and...
At this second, in Buenos Aires, a newspaper editor broke his routine of being bored by exchanges to assert,
any injustice is better than seeing the world reduced to a great level of scientific dullness.
At this second, a clerk standing at the bar of a New York saloon stopped milling his secret fear of his nagging office manager, long enough to growl at the chauffeur beside him.
Ah, you socialists make me sick. I'm an individualist. I ain't going to be nagged by no bureaus and take orders off labor leaders. And mean to say a hobo's as good as you and me?
At this second, Carol realized that, for all Guy's love of dead elegances, his timidity was as depressing to her as the bulkiness of Sam Clark. She realized that he was not a mystery, as she had excitedly believed, not a romantic messenger from the world outside on whom she could count for escape. He belonged to Gopher Prairie, absolutely. She was snatched back from a dream of far countries, and found herself on Main Street.